Now, back to the Pet Show duo of Rick Preuss and Lee Cohen. They both love each other as much as Tweety and Sylvester did. It's the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Janice, we have with us in the studio a new guest and a returning guest. Our returning guest is Annette Chamberlain, and she is the director of the Fowlerville Fair Board, and she happens to be the 4-H leader at the same time, conveniently. So welcome to the studio, Annette.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Oh, our pleasure. And with you, you've got a first-time guest who we'll get to a little bit later in the segment. His name is Ethan Latta, and he is a clover bud. So welcome to the show, Ethan. We really appreciate your being here.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. First, Annette, let's talk with you a little bit because we want to find out the information about the fair. It's coming up soon. What are the dates, the times? Give our audience the information about the Fowlerville Family Fair because not everybody has heard of it, surprisingly. And if they did, I think they would go because it's really a wonderful time.
Our fair runs from July 22nd to 27th. And we have lots of cool things this year to bring. Starting off with the kickoff day on Monday, we're put like the homemaker queen contest. We put that all together that day, and also a Fifth Third Bank's coming in for identity theft. So that's real cool.
Wow.
We have Kids Day is a little bit different this year. We're sectioning off the gazebo in the front in thirds, and we're having LESA coming and giveaway books, Home Depot from Howell's coming in, and also we're doing tie-dyeing.
Wow.
So that'll be fun for the kids.
It is. My granddaughter, 8 years old, 9 years old, she thought of that. And I said, oh my gosh, Bristol, that's wonderful. But so we're doing that. That's a big thing. And also on Thursday at the fair in the afternoon, people can come in and get old-time photo pictures taken free.
Oh, nice.
So our theme this year is Western, so we're trying to put that all together and just have fun with it.
It sounds like so, it's going to be a good time. Now, what else do you have going on besides this first Monday? Because it's a whole week event.
Yeah. In the grandstands, there's monster trucks and rodeo. And the horses, tractor pulls. So the thing's full out there, but there's so much free entertainment that we have to offer that you don't per se have to go into the grandstands. You can be right there and get a lot for your buck.
Oh, I'm certain of that because you'll just find me over in the food court area.
Right, getting the elephant ears.
Yes.
Absolutely, and I expect there'll be a lot of that stuff there.
Yeah, there's a lot of dedicated people at the fair to put this all on.
Wow.
And that, you know, you can show that from the heart.
Now, I know a lot of people think of a fair, they think of 4-H, and when they think of 4-H, they automatically think of animals. But it's a lot more than that. Can you tell us a little bit more about what 4-H involves today?
4-H is just not animals. It's more of demonstrations, target shooting, photography, food and nutrition, canning. There's so much out there. If you don't think you're okay, this is your interest, maybe this is your interest too. And you push these kids a little bit and they'll take a mile. This one beside me, Ethan, his mom's like, he's not going to do a demonstration last year. And I'm like, Ethan, you want to do a demonstration? Yeah, I can do that. And there's five of them doing it, clover buds.
Mm-hmm.
And they did an amazing job. And it's just sub-making. But sub-making can learn into, teach into something as...
Like a sub-sandwich making?
Sub-sandwich making. And then they fed all the people.
Wow.
This year, they're doing dessert making. So they made a pizza dessert. And so it's just like...
Life skills. Learning.
You're not kidding. And the 9-year-old Bristol is making her own cake. She can make a homemade cake.
Right.
And that's what she has to do this year. So,
well, you know what's kind of cool is that you think of, you know, like I said, a lot of people think of 4-H, they think of animals. And a lot of people that maybe live in not as rural of areas, more urban areas are like, well, I can't have chickens. I can't have rabbits. Right. I'm not going to have a cow. But that doesn't mean that their children can't be involved in 4-H.
Yep.
So that's a perfect example of different ways that they could be involved.
Yes. Just something simple. And we have now still life exhibits that are for sale on Wednesdays at our fair.
Tell us about those. Like, what's a still life exhibit?
Like, if you want to make a cake.
Oh, okay.
And you want to bring it there.
And show it off?
And you show it on Saturday, when before the fair, and then you bring it, you make a new one, and then you bring it there on Wednesday. They auction actually all off for you.
Nice.
Wow, I got to tell you, that makes me feel like I missed a beat because I couldn't make a cake if my life depended on it.
And, then
and
you,
I'm a lot older than 9 years old.
Yeah. And then if you want to, you know, make something as an electric or wood carving or whatever you want.
There's, I feel like I've even seen Legos, big Lego displays and things.
There is.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Now, for people who don't know where the fair is located, can you explain how would we get there from the Lansing area if we wanted to go there?
Take 96 and get off Weberville exit or Fowlville exit, and you would just go right to Grand River. You'll go east or west.
But so it's between, right in between Weberville and Fowlville?
Sure is. Yep. Okay.
So it's not very far away, and from a cost standpoint, it's very reasonable.
It is. $6 for adults, and then I think it's four and under, five and under, it's free.
Wow. And
kids are two.
And when do events start and end each day? Is it during the daytime, or is it just evening events?
No, it's during the day. Okay. I think they start at 10. Like ours, kickoff day starts at 10 o'clock.
Okay.
And then they come in, and there's coffee there. And then as we go on that day, things will happen. But there's also shows in the back. Chicken, goats, and rabbits is going on. All the auctions, or not auctions, but all the shows are going on that day.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to that admission gets you in for all day.
Exactly.
So I can get a day's worth of entertainment for $6.
Correct.
Oh, that's unbelievable.
Yep.
And I can eat elephant ears, too?
Yes, you can.
Oh,
I don't think those are included.
No, they're not. And the grandstand's not included either, but they're not, you know, very expensive to go see that.
It's just enough to support it. And
yes.
Absolutely.
It
sure
is. So it's not costing them money.
Correct.
And how long has the Fowlerville Fair been going on?
133 years.
Wow.
And what is new and different this year, if you had to say, that for people who, I've been to that before, you know, the fuddy-duddy types. What's new and unique that they would really enjoy?
We're having a wood carving man there, Ben. I'm not going to say his last name because I'm sure I'm going to get wrong. But Ben, he goes to Ingham County, Shiawassee County, and we're having him here at our fair. And I wanted him here for so long, and we finally got him. So
does he do it with like a chainsaw?
Sure, and
like,
does. And then he sells all of that, the profits. Some of it goes to him, and some of it goes to the fair.
Cool.
So, and he's going to be doing that on Saturday night at our small auction, animal auction, and then Friday is our large animal auction. It starts at 2 o'clock.
Okay. And I guess I would ask you, why did you get involved with all of this? I know it wasn't just because you were bored and had some extra time. Tell us why 4-H is so meaningful to you.
I never was in 4-H as a kid. And my husband was. And he said, I think we need to get our girls, and we have two girls, in 4-H, and I'm like, I don't know. And went to a steer show at the MSU, and my girls were hooked at that time. And I knew that if they were hooked, then I have to be hooked.
Right.
And I decided, let's go. And we went to a 4-H club, and they're like, I want something different. And we said, well, let's do our own. And then we had other families come to our club. And that's been almost 20 years.
Wow.
And
are they still involved? Are your daughters still involved in 4-H?
My daughter's running the fair.
Nice.
Her name's Brooke. And she's the manager at the fairgrounds. And my other daughter's a superintendent.
Look at that.
And that's his mom. And it's just rewarding to see the kids as they get older come back to you and say, thank you very much. And when those kids come in the fairgrounds and you see smiling faces and you know you're making a difference and you know when these kids get older, they're going to make difference, and they're, right. they're they are.
They're passing it along
to the future generations. Yep. And it's just, it's life skills. When you go out there to the barn and you're seeing your pig and you know he's not eating today, something's happening. When you have a child, that's exactly the same thing.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
You know, and then
they have to figure out problem solving. They have to be able to be situationally aware and environmentally aware.
Yep. And then one thing led to another is you're a leader of the club, County Line Rebels. And then somebody calls you and says, you know, how about being our director?
Right.
See if you can be on the fair board. I'm like, I don't know.
Well, that's absolutely fantastic. Annette, we're going to talk with Ethan in a second. But before we do, just one last question for you.
Sure.
Can you share with our audience, if people want to know what events are taking place each day, is there somewhere they can go to get that information?
Yeah, they can go on Fowler Family Fair, the website, and take a look at it. It's all on there.
It's FowlervilleFamilyFair.com?
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
Fantastic.
Yep.
Okay, then if we can talk with our Clover Bud for this year, and we'll talk with him, it's Ethan Latta. And Ethan, I will warn you, I've had Clover Buds in here before, and if you try and outsmart me again, I'm going to get angry because one of your counterparts did a couple years ago and made me feel like a fool. So, but you've been involved now for over a year, and what made you get involved in 4-H? Why do you like it?
Probably because it's fun and it's entertaining and it is very fun to watch and you can learn something.
Yeah, did you make any friends through 4-H?
Yeah, I've made a few. They're kind of hard to remember because it was a very, very long time ago.
Well, I understand. I mean, when you're as old as you are, I mean, time just really does fly. So I do understand that. But in the meantime, have you noticed that some of your friends at school might have just not some of the skills that you might have that you've learned in 4-H?
Yes, I have seen that a little bit.
How does that make you feel?
Good. Really, really good.
Yeah.
Hey, Ethan, what's your favorite project that you've done with 4-H?
It's probably woodworking.
Nice. What did you do in woodworking?
I have built a few toy cars and one toy monster truck.
Wow.
That's cool.
You're kidding. I feel stupid again, Janice, because when I made a gouge bowl at his age, I went right through the bottom. And here he's able to make monster trucks. That's crazy. Now, when it comes to this year's show, what are you going to be doing? Do you have anything on display?
Yeah, it's that monster truck that I made this year.
Okay.
And I'm about to make some cookies with Mimi, and I'm trying to figure out some other stuff.
I'm sure you'll be able to come up with some things.
Oh, I'm sure.
Now, how many years have you been involved? Have you been a Clover Bud?
Three years.
And what are the age ranges of Clover Buds? Like, what's the youngest you have to be in order to be a Clover Bud?
It'd be 5, and the oldest would be 7.
Okay. So this will be your last year as a Clover Bud then, right? Are you 7 this year?
I am 8, but
at the beginning of the year, you were probably 7, right?
Yeah.
And that's where they count that at, right?
Yeah. Oh, wow. So you're going to have to retire out of the Clover Bud status, and you're going to become a full 4-H'er. You ready for that pressure?
Kind of.
Now, will you ever show an animal, do you think?
Maybe next year, but I don't know yet.
What would you like to show?
I am not sure yet.
That was a good, hard question.
That is a tough decision because I got to tell you, I don't know what I would be able to show. What do you want to see this year, though, of all the animals that'll be there? Any ones you're going to make a special look at?
I'd probably look more at the, I haven't yet to see, I've went past, like, the goats and sheeps, like, once or twice in 2 days.
Wow, interesting. Well, Ethan, I hate to say it, but we are out of time for this segment, but thank you for coming on, and we need to take a quick break. But after the break, we'll continue the conversation with some of the other 4-H'ers who are going to be showing animals as well as other things at the Fowlerville Family Fair, and we'll have that conversation right after the break on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
Hey, get some ideas for a show? Questions? Maybe suggestions? Just email us, mmpets at 1320wils.com, or message us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/mmpets.